That all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone unto his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he is of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Luke 2:1-8.
Jesus came down into our world. He came as a baby, laid in a straw of a stable. Most of those who saw him didn't recognize him as God's son. But God gave his mother Mary eyes to see and a heart to know just exactly who Jesus was. He came to save the world.
Time. just saw is a representation of anybody that's ever received Christ as Savior. These are the emotions that you go through. This is the range of feelings that you feel. This is part of the rejection that the flesh gives. But you find the total body of man working together, the mind, the emotions, the will, the heart, the conscience, the memory, all working together hand in hand. And one of the most intriguing parts about what you just witnessed is that there was a time when this young man did not reject Christ, but there was something that happened. One of the first questions I want to pose to you is, why could only conscience see the light? Conscience was the only one that could see the light because our conscience responds to the light it's given. You find in the movie also, heart went to the door, but will still answered the door. Why is that? Because will still controls what we do or what we don't do. At 16 years old, a hurt bothered this young man, and we find out that he did something that he shouldn't have done, and his father chased after him when he ran away, and his father was hit and killed by a car. It was at that point when he closed his heart to God, and he blamed God. You find as well that heart and will often work together and gave each other agreement signs. A couple other questions. Why was mind doing all the inquiring? Because our minds process everything we do before we do it, whether it's reasoned logically or reacted to illogically. Our minds process that. Why was emotion portrayed with a wide range of imbalanced feelings? That's how we really are without constraints. And that's what feelings really do to us when faced with decisions. Why did heart have a crutch? Because he was hurt earlier in his life. And he learned to walk with the crutch to help him with life. And you'd be surprised the many hurts that people have, and they have crutches. Why did he blame God? It's easier to blame God than to blame self. How was will portrayed throughout with dark shades and black attire? Why dark shades and why black attire? Will is shown as no emotion. Very factual, very hardcore, very blunt, very insensitive, very commanding, very command-oriented and not reasoning at all. Why was conscience so sensitive? Our conscience is conditioned by societal laws, but also it is subject to God's laws when confronted with the Word of God. That's why it's imperative that you and I share the Word of God, because conscience will respond to the Word of God. We're all made the same way. Why was memory sitting in front of a computer? Because we have everything stored in memory, whether suppressed or not. It's all there. When memory refused to recall the past, who gave him evil eyes? You find heart did. Because heart knew that he had an issue that had plagued him from 16 years of age, and he did not want to face it. And oftentimes when we're hurt, we don't want to face the issue. It's easier to blame God. Heart was hurt and was unwilling to face the memory of his hurt. Emotion was sad and hurt by it all. Conscience knew they were wrong, and mind wanted answers why they could not move forward. It all summarizes down to you and I making decisions for God. Romans 10:9 says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You found that heart, when faced with Jesus Christ in the decision, had to make an informed decision. It wasn't until he broke down and got rid of the crutch that he could actually move and receive Christ. Every last one of us in this room tonight have hurts like heart had. And we're going to face it one or two ways. Everybody on the board moved to table the issue and not deal with it. But they knew they had to deal with it. And when you and I have hurts, we've got to deal with it. You can't move forward without dealing with it. If it's a matter of salvation, the Bible is clear. It's appointed unto men once to die, but then the judgment. John 14:6 said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And in Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the decision that he was faced with. I'm sure many of you have been where Mr. Hart was. Many of us have been where Ray was, sharing the gospel. I leave you with this thought. You've seen the movie. You saw the decision that Hart made. When confronted with Jesus Christ, what will your decision be? It's either going to be yes or no. You've heard the judgment is coming. You know, Jesus Christ died. You know what Christmas is all about. You know, Christ was born years ago for this very purpose. My question is, have you received Christ as Savior? If not, would you do it tonight? Would you do it tonight? Hart made the right decision, and Will opened the door. We had someone this morning that, when faced with that, made the right decision. I was faced with that decision February 3rd, 1991, and made the right decision. Many of you have made the right decision. And praise God that we did. But you know, from that point on, we still get hurt. And we have to make decisions all over again. And our conscience, our memory, our will, our mind, our emotions will counsel us in one way or another. My question is, how are you being counseled tonight to handle your situation? I would encourage you, go into Christmas knowing that you're born again. Go into Christmas knowing that you're saved. Go into Christmas getting rid of hurts. Go into Christmas not leaving anything undone that needs to be done. Because it's finished, Jesus said. It's all done. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. No one looking around just for a moment. How many would say, Pastor, I've seen the movie. If I died right now, I'm not sure I'd go to heaven. I'm concerned about it, but I'm not absolutely convinced that I'd go to heaven. I am concerned. Would you pray for me? All across this room, heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I want to pray for you. I don't want anyone to leave without knowing for sure that heaven is your home. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Would you raise your hand saying, Preacher, pray for me. If I died right now, I'm not sure I'd go to heaven. I'm concerned about it. Would you pray for me? I'm like Hart. I've got some hurts, some things are going on. If I died, I'm not sure. Pray for me. Anyone like that at all? Pray for me. Pray for me. Next question would be this. Maybe you weren't hurt like Hart was hurt, but you have hurt, and you need to deal with it. Preacher, would you pray that I can deal with my hurt? Oh, it may not be like Hart's hurt, but I've been hurt. Help me to deal with it, because that's going to cause more problems. Would you pray for me? Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Would you raise your hand? Preacher, pray for me. And we did the same thing this morning. But maybe you're saying, pray for me. I see one hand. You may put it down. Is there another? I've got hurt. Amen. I see another. You may put it down. I see several others. Amen. I see that hand. Is there another? I see that one. You may put it down. I see him. Folks, let's just be honest. I see that one. I see it. We're like Hart. We get hurt. We do. But please don't leave without getting it settled. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to help you with your hurt. Ask him to take away the pain. You can be free just like Hart was tonight on the movie. If you need someone to pray with you, I'm here. Mrs. Dawson is here. Pastor White's here. We've got deacons. We can pray with you. But you don't want to take that hurt with you. I'm going to ask Miss Natasha to play a soft hymn of invitation before we dismiss. If God has spoken to your heart, maybe you need to just slip on out of your seat, come down to an old-fashioned altar and say, you know, preacher, what I just saw, I really enjoyed that, but my heart hurts too. And maybe you just need to pray. Go ahead, Natasha, if you play. Maybe your conscience has revealed something to you. Maybe your heart's revealed something to you. Maybe emotion has revealed something to you. Maybe your mind has remembered something. Mind, emotion, will, heart, conscience. They all work together to make a decision. And perhaps you need to drop the crutch, just like heart did. Perhaps you need to come down to an old-fashioned altar. So I see what heart did. I see the light. I know my hurt. I know my pain. And oh, it wasn't like heart's was. No one died. But nonetheless, I was hurt. I was hurt. My friend Jesus is the friend of sinners. Jesus can cure your heart tonight. Jesus can help you out tonight. Maybe you're here without Christ Jesus. You need to be born again. Would you come? And let us take a Bible and show you how you can be saved tonight. Just like Ray told Hart, you need to be saved. It's not by your righteousness. It's by Jesus Christ. And that, my friend, is what Christmas is all about. The gospel of Jesus Christ. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. And maybe tonight, friends, you need to be saved. Maybe you need to drop that crutch. Let God speak to that conscience. Let God prick your heart. Let God deal with your emotions. Let God deal with your mind. The Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. My friend, you can never love your neighbor till you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. You can never love God with your heart, mind, and soul until you get rid of hurt. And you can never get rid of hurt until you get rid of sin. It's a trickle-down effect. What's your decision today? Have you any room for Jesus? He who bore your load of sin, bid him enter while you may. Have you any room for Jesus? No, I don't know about you, but every time I see this video, and I've seen it several times, it brings tears to my eyes. Just remember February 3rd, 1991, what I went through, and that emotional struggle, that battle of my conscience and my mind and my will and my heart and my emotions. And just to think there's countless many others here in this room and maybe across this country going through the same thing. Our Father, thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for bringing him into this world. Let him be born in a manger many, many years ago for our justification and that we could be saved. Lord, I believe many of us can identify with this board video. Our mind, our emotions, our heart, our will, our conscience, our memory all work together. God, help us with the things that we've seen tonight to apply the Word of God. And God, I thank you that you're the great physician. Jesus Christ knows our every need. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, thank you that you know our deepest need and you know what we are going through and you are not beyond what we feel. You're our high priest and you're touched with what we're touched with. And so, Lord, those hands that were raised tonight that have hurt, Lord, help them to deal with the hurt by coming to you, Lord Jesus, allowing you to apply the Word of God to their lives. And heal the hurt that they have, just like you did heart. And Lord, maybe there's one tonight that's not born again. They're not saved. Maybe they need to be saved like heart was saved. And receive eternal life. And oh God, I would that that would be the end of our hurt. But as we live in this sinful world, we will be hurt again. And each time we are hurt, Lord, may we come to you for the healing that only you can give. Thank you for these thy people that have gathered tonight. Thank you for this time of rejoicing. Thank you for the children that participated. Thank you for the foods that were bought out tonight. And thank you, Lord, for the orchestration of putting it all together by your Spirit and your Word. Lord, may we enjoy fellowship one with another. Lord, help no one to leave tonight with a hurt on their heart. knowing that, Lord Jesus, you're here. You're available to help them. And Lord, you can bind the wounds and heal the brokenhearted, you said. And you can set at liberty the captives and restore sight to the blind. And Lord, so would you do it tonight. Bless now the next moments that we have together. And we'll thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor